So, hi everyone, it's Rory at the Eurovision site, and I'm joined by Rocky Ripper. First of all, well done for the semi-final. I think that performance was amazing.
Thank you so much.
How did it feel to be on that stage performing in the semi-final?
It felt amazing. It felt super energetic, intense, passionate. Like, all the crowd was jumping, bouncing to the sound, and I really felt it inside me, and I liked it. I just enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, and the hyperpop element, it was like everyone was getting down on it. I mean, you know, it's such a genre that people don't hear that much about. How did it feel to sort of bring that genre to Eurovision?
It was refreshing. I think that even trying was a statement. It was refreshing. It was something that had to be done. Same with Megara, with rock. It's like we have to bring more, like, new and not so new, but like different genres that were what we used to live in Spain, to Eurovision and to contests like that, because I don't know, I think people need it, because the reality in the streets, like what people listen to, sometimes is not what is playing in the radio stations, and it's different. It's refreshing to see and to hear things like hyperpop, rock, metal.
Yeah, it's amazing. And also your outfit last night, it was fantastic. And also today as well, it's amazing.
Serving every day.
I'm loving it. It's like Grimes, like in the best way. I love it.
Yeah, like, this was worn by FKA Twigs.
Really?
Well, she wore like all this, cream color pieces. So I'm like,
I mean, like, are they your sort of musical inspirations?
Yeah. She's such an inspiration. Also, yeah, Charlie XCX, Grimes, Bjork.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Like, I love experimental pop girlies.
That's the best one. Yeah.
Best one.
And what's next for you now after Benidorm Fest? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to continue with my album, because I stopped because of the Benidorm Fest. So I had to stop. So I'm going to continue finishing my album.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be ready by this year, and it's going to be out this year. So yeah, that's what's coming.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing. And what would be your message as well to the international fans? You have a lot of international fans.
Yeah.
So what would be your message to them?
My message would be just a big thank you, because sometimes I feel even more support from international audience than Spanish audience. And
the phone!
And it's just like,
don't worry.
Spam.
Don't worry, it's fine.
But yeah, I feel so supported by European fans, by American fans, and I don't know, it's so special to me to be able to reach people that doesn't even know the language.
Amazing. That's fantastic. Well, muchas gracias y mucha suerte en el futuro as well. Muchas gracias. Thank you so much.